From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project for Wednesday, December 19th, 2007. I'm Allison Stewart. The BPP is news, information, and today I reveal who the mystery guest host is. It's my husband, Bill Wolf.
Oh, my. How'd you ever let that happen?
I'm really not quite sure.
Ah, the power of the prenup.
For folks who listen regularly to the Bryant Park Project, you know Bill is our sports analyst on Monday. But in your other life, you work as a TV news executive.
I do. I'm an empty suit.
No, you're not. You're the guy who sits in and tells Chris Matthews what he might want to cover on Hardball. Well, nobody really tells Chris Matthews.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a stretch, but I appreciate it.
You give a little talk to Keith Olbermann, Tucker Carlson, help shape the day.
Absolutely. No
and
question about it.
We met working together at this news organization, and sometimes I still work there. I filled in last night on Countdown with Keith Olbermann. Mm-hmm. We had a little bit of a surprise.
You did.
What was it?
Well, you were speaking with Chris Dodd over there in Iowa. He's getting ready for the caucuses, and you were talking to him about his filibuster of the FISA Act, which was sort of heroic if you were on the left and you're against the FISA Act. And you had a very nice interview with Dodd. And then things got a little bit, in my view, as the husband, out of hand.
Here's my last couple of questions with Chris Dodd. And he took a shine to me a little bit.
Careful.
Senator, after accomplishing what you did this week, might you better serve the United States by being a kick-ass senator than being back in Iowa and pursuing a nomination that you might not get?
How about a president that upheld the Constitution? That wouldn't be a bad idea either.
Senator Chris Dodd of Connecticut, thank you. Happy holidays and nice bus.
Yay, thank you. That'll be like a great bus. Come on out. If you want to take a little trip, Allison, around Iowa, it's warm, cozy in that bus. Bring out the team. We'll give you a good ride.
Don't tempt me, sir. You're going to be sorry you said that. Chris Dodd, thanks.
He's going to give me a good ride.
Yeah, he's going to be sorry he said that, too. If I get a hold of him.
Coming up on the show today, we're going to continue our series on how presidential candidates are perceived in their hometowns. We're not talking about Chris Dodd in Connecticut. It's a sore subject today. But we are going to talk about Joe Biden and Delaware.
And Moby, music superstar Moby, is on this show talking about his new record. He has a film project, of course. And as a bonus, Moby handpicked all the music on the show today. And if you need a tease, I'll give you three words. C.W. McCall. Those who know will stick around.
And the Yankees' Andy Pettit says he used HGH for like an elbow injury. So we're going to talk about human growth hormone, how it's different from steroids, and the implication it has on sports, and if this is going to be the big way out. I hurt myself. That's why I
used it. You're a cynic.
Sometimes. We'll go to Rachel Martin for today's headlines in just a minute. But first, here is the BPP's big story.